Yeah, I'll have a large extra butter popcorn, and she'll have snow caps? Really? Snow caps? They taste like cardboard. Okay.
Come along, it's time for you to listen to this review from DC to MCU. It's time for Rundown Reviews. Rundown Reviews. Rundown Reviews.
So welcome, guys, to this Rundown Reviews TV edition. I think is what we call it. Not that sure.
Yeah, we'll figure that
no.
out.
No, you don't like that? You got a better one?
The run down the stream because it's streaming service.
This is your Disney Plus content.
Well, no, because this is just the first of many. It's not just gonna be Disney Plus.
Okay,
that's why I said TV edition.
We got Daredevil. We got
Well, and we may get onto those considering that they're like 13 episodes at a time. But
easy ones.
Exactly. So the voices you heard, obviously myself, Joe, we got Ron, my co-host.
Hey, everybody.
Got Emily, my girlfriend.
Hi, guys.
We are on this episode today to talk about WandaVision.
Yay.
It just ended, so this is a couple days after it ended, so people have definitely had time to spoil it online, because that's what people do anymore.
Wait, when are we releasing this?
Today.
Oh.
Look, I'm just going to be turning around. And...
No need to be evergreen, son.
No, not with this, because in like a week, no one's going to care.
Correct. Yeah, yeah.
Because everybody's already going to have covered it.
Yes, exactly.
Well, and Winter Soldier and Falcon will be out, so.
Correct.
Or is it Falcon and Winter
Soldier?
And
whatever. We'll cover that as well when that time is, when that's done and over with.
I don't know if I'm going to watch it, Joe.
That's what you said about this one.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Honestly, I believe that for about 2 seconds.
Well, and, you know, we've all seen the movies. We've all watched the movies when they came out in theaters.
Wait, there's movies?
Oh, bless your heart.
Marvel movies. Good. and I knew after Endgame, I was like, I'm good. I think I'm going to hold off. Like, I'll still go see them, but I'm not going to see them, like, as many times.
Oh, yeah. I tapped out. I was done
after
Endgame. I still haven't even seen Spider-Man Far From Home.
Which I need to put that on the movies anywhere so you can watch it.
Ron just gave me a distressing look. The second distressing look I've gotten from him today, because I also told him I've never seen The NeverEnding Story, so he shows up to our house with that on DVD. Thank you, Ron.
If I don't know... Wait, you got... Wait, you don't have Far From Home, do you?
Yeah, I just got it not too long ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It will be watched. Too. Yeah,
yeah, I got it the... DVD or Blu-ray, so I got the digital code to put on my Movies Anywhere so that she can watch it, because it's not on Disney Plus
yet.
But I'll give her my Movies Anywhere account.
Disney Plus?
Because it's Sony.
Oh, that's right.
Once they figure out that contract, it'll be on there. But as of right now, everything outside of the two Spider-Man movies and the Incredible Hulk movie. Those are the only three that are not on Disney Plus at the moment. Out of 23. What? I went like that.
No, I was laughing at the little feet.
Okay.
The pitter patter of little paws.
Gotcha. At least he didn't whine. That's surprising.
Well, now God he's crashing at the door because you invoked the Mephisto in the room. Good job.
Mephisto. So, we're going to talk about this show. We're going to start out talking about. I mean, we will talk about all of it, obviously, but we're going to talk about the first three episodes as a whole to start out with. I was hoping not to edit this. I was hoping just to put it right up. Now I have to edit.
Your hopes were in vain.
Yeah.
Much like everyone's hope for Mephisto.
Don't say those jokes. I have to edit it out.
I can put them back in. Don't you worry about it.
No, he's saying he doesn't want to do all the editing.
Oh, I know, but I'll make the joke again later. Don't worry.
So the first three episodes are called Filmed Before Live Studio Audience, Don't Touch That Dial, and episode three? That's not right.
Now in Color.
Thank you. Why is that still... Sorry. For whatever reason, it came up.
The one that didn't change.
Episode three.
What do you guys... think about these first three. You know,
we had what? Mary Tyler Moore Show. Or not Mary Tyler Moore
Dick
Show.
Van Dyke.
Dick Van Dyke Show. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bewitched.
So Bewitched, yeah.
And Brady Bunch.
Yes.
Those were the first three themes.
Combination with a couple other ones.
Of course. I was sucked in immediately. They dropped the first two episodes that first week, correct? Mm-hmm. I was sucked in immediately. I, one, just on a surface level had fun. And then two, the tiny little things that showed you it was part of the larger world was like, it was enough to hook me.
Yeah. And again, this is about a year and a half of no Marvel content. So while we were talking about how we had dropped off of the Marvel movies because, you know, this, the saga had ended.
I honestly wouldn't have started watching this if you guys wouldn't have...
fair.
So yeah, so you had just dropped out completely, basically.
They had asked for 10 years of our lives.
Yes.
Like, it was a lot, guys. Yeah.
So for this to happen, because Black Widow was supposed to be the first movie of Phase 4. And I was
Far From Home was.
No.
That's the end of... Yeah.
That was the denouement.
Yep.
And I was like, yeah, I'll watch it, but I wasn't going to be so, like, excited for it. Like, I'll go see it in theaters, but
I don't even know when that's coming out.
May. It's currently coming out in May. Allegedly. If it doesn't get pushed back, we'll see.
Again.
But yeah, I was fine with it. Like, whatever, I'll watch it, but no big deal. I felt like that story should have been told, by this point, 7 years ago. Because she should have had her own movie 7 years ago. Whatever.
You mean before she died?
Then there's that. She died in Endgame, so why would we care about her being a movie with her being dead when... Okay, stop just because you love Scarlett Johansson.
All right, but look, it's not just Scarlett Johansson. It's Scarlett Johansson in, like, the Black Widow outfits.
You also get Florence Pugh in this one, too. So.
God, I love her.
So yeah, I was right there with you. I kind of was like, I'll watch the show because it's something new, but I wasn't going to be invested. After the first two episodes, I'm like, okay, I'm right there with you. This is fun.
Yeah.
Being black and white, it totally threw people off of liking. I know so many people that were like, I'm done. This is stupid. Why is this?
But it was so much fun.
Why is it black and white?
It was fun.
And I'm not saying that people who said that were wrong, who dropped off early was wrong, but
they have the right to
be
wrong.
They have their opinion. Nice. I was all for it. I hopped in every week. It wasn't until the next batch that I started making like hardcore wrong opinions.
Oh, TikTok led me astray, but we'll save that for a minute.
See, that's why I didn't do any. I didn't watch anything until after I'd watched all of it.
Yeah. Oh, that's fair. Good for you.
Which is good. Yeah. What were your thoughts, Ron?
I loved it. I thought it was great.
The first three?
The first three episodes, yeah. I mean, it was fun. Like, there were some parts where it was obviously, you know, like, oh, you know, she's having a mental breakdown, which is why some of these things were happening. Like, when the husband was choking at the end of the first episode.
Mm-hmm.
Mr.
Hart.
Yeah. Yes. And Eric's mom just kept laughing and laughing. And like, you could tell that, like, there was something wrong, obviously.
Yes. Uh-huh.
But it wasn't so, like, substantial that you were like, oh, that's what's happening.
The subtlety. I appreciated the subtlety of the show.
Yes. And then obviously at the end of the episodes, outside of just the hints of the world breaking, but at the end of the episodes we had them going into the what would be
now,
the
are
real
we talking
world.
About the episodes or are we talking about the episodes?
So,
yeah, how do
end
you,
of the,
what
the end
aspect
of the Disney
ratio?
Plus episode, the aspect ratio is a big thing, where it went from being in the WandaVision TV show to the Marvel Cinematic Universe, real world, it hinted at being a bigger universe.
Yeah.
Which is nice. And it obviously them watching the show is like, well, what's going on? Like, the end of the first one.
Oh, with the hand in the notebook?
Notebook, yeah. Yep. And you start seeing everybody was analyzed that picture of, oh, what's that computer screen with the sword logo and all this and who was writing and it was pretty awesome. You didn't have any of that because again, you were smart,
and you waited
and ignored everybody.
Hey, it's the same thing that I did with The Mandalorian. Anytime that I saw anything that had Star Wars or you know in this case you know Marvel, it was like, oh, guess what? We're just gonna skip past
scroll, that. Scroll.
I mean, again, I don't have TikTok. I just bum off of hers.
Get your own TikTok.
This is for us to spend time together. I love saying that because it makes you feel bad.
Don't feel bad.
Don't feel bad.
Slap him in his almost bald head.
Are you able to like mute hashtags on TikTok?
I've never tried. I just don't pay attention to them when they pop up.
Okay.
I know the TikTok algorithm is very malleable. If you don't watch a whole video, they will stop showing you videos okay. with that stuff. I'm sure you can mute a hashtag. Because I know, like, when The Last Jedi came out, I had muted, on Twitter, I had muted Star Wars, Luke Skywalker, Jedi, Porg, everything. I had muted everything, and my entire Twitter feed just turned to, like, Fox News, BBC America, and NBC, and it was depressing.
Anyway, I don't know what the enemy knows.
That.
Okay, because, again, Twitter, I know.
Yeah, Twitter, you can mute.
There's a podcasting friend, Brett, from Marvel Squadcast. Him and Brock were doing the WandaVision episodes as they were airing. And he was like that. He had any possibility. You know, WandaVision, Wanda, Vision, Mephisto, like everything.
Yeah.
Every hashtag muted.
Yeah.
MCU muted. So he wouldn't get spoiled.
It's a lonely algorithm when you take away all the things you like.
He was talking about it. He's like, I mean, I keep my DMs open and I talk to certain people and that's about it.
That's it.
I'm like, I don't blame you one bit, Brent.
Thankfully, I follow a lot of, crafting stuff, so I don't have to worry about a lot of that shit.
That's good, too.
Fair.
So, by the end of the third episode, though, we get the introduction to the twins.
Oh, the babies.
Yeah. Wanda has...
What a plot twist.
For anybody who doesn't know comics.
I've never read the comics. I didn't know about it until after I saw the show, and then
Did you ever read the... Marvel or Avengers Assembled or House of M?
Nope.
Highly recommend those.
We will. I mean, we're gonna get to them in the future in the comics. In
one day.
Yeah, when you guys are 75.
What were we covering again?
Yeah. Look, it's not my fault that we decided to.
Paper.
That's you. I'm not saying I switched to digital, but obviously I didn't switch to digital yet. But I'm getting there.
I will never make the switch until I'm forced to make the switch.
Whatever. All right, old man Ron, calm down.
Well, luckily he's fine. He's got access to a library behind him.
Yeah, that's true.
So, lucky you. Or me.
Yes.
I'm the one who still buys them. So
us.
All of us.
Yeah.
So this is the one now in color. Obviously, everything is in color. That happened at the end of the second episode. Geraldine gets... into the Vision residence and helps deliver the twins, and then gets forcibly exited out of Westview.
Yeah.
Yeeted. Yeah. I believe yeeted. My 10-year-old called it. Yeah.
Yeet. it gets revealed that she is actually, we don't get this revealed at the end of this episode, later, but we see what the outside world is.
There's something that happens, and we'll find out about that later.
Yeah.
Well, we can hop into that. What were your guys' thoughts about seeing that for the first time? Seeing her getting shot out and then the world as it was.
Okay, so my first thought was that Wanda had literally gone crazy and taken over the whole world.
Oh.
Okay.
And then... Like, after, we get, the little thing on the TV at the end of the first episode, uh-huh. I was like, oh, so maybe it's... And then I thought it was just in her head.
Okay.
And, they were monitoring her. And then when we got that, I was like, oh, it's even more. All right,
okay.
It. I think this was the first time I noticed an aspect ratio change. I don't think I noticed it the first episode, or maybe even the... I don't know if it happened in the second episode.
It didn't happen
in the second episode.
With the beekeeper. It did not happen.
Okay.
She just nope, and rewound.
Okay. So I think this was the first time I noticed the aspect ratio change where, depending on if you are within Westview or without Westview, they changed the screen size so that you could...
From full screen to wide screen.
Basically, yep. So you could get... for me, it became my hook to understand, what reality I was viewing.
And it was so subtle, too, because you never realized it until, 30 seconds to a minute into the aspect ratio change. Mm-hmm. And I loved it. It was perfect.
Yep.
So we'll go into the next three.
Before we go do, ahead. Can we just have a brief appreciation for Drunk Vision?
Oh, yeah.
The gum in the works.
The gum in the works.
That was fun.
That was fantastic.
That was just great. Paul Bettany, I love you.
That was awesome. So the next three episodes, we interrupt this program on a very special episode and all new Halloween Spooktacular. So in episode four... We get revealed that Geraldine was actually Monica Rambeau, and for anybody who, one, didn't remember, or two, obviously did not pay attention to any TikTok or social media in general over the last 2 months. Monica was in Captain Marvel as the little girl of
Captain Maria. Marvel's friend. Maria.
Oh, Maria. Yeah. Maria, thank you. I can't remember her name. Sorry.
Yeah, women have names, Joe.
Names are descriptors you remember people by.
Do they, Lady Number One on the comic book rundown?
Wow.
I just knocked my glasses off with my hate. All right, thanks, Joe. Love you.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Moving on.
Jesus, it just got colder in the basement.
I turned off the heater, that's why.
I saw that. I was a witness to it.
So this episode, we are...
hitting microphones.
Moving around.
Maybe we shouldn't have given him the rolly chair.
No.
My chair!
Not trustable.
He's that boss that just keeps rolling back and forth.
I need better wheels on this thing, too. I just literally just got it, but...
they look fine to me.
Anyway. So we get the real world. Monica gets called to Westview. She's there to help out an FBI agent who is looking for his missing witness protection person. And we're introduced, again, to Jimmy Woo.
I love him.
He was in Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I loved it because right off the bat, he does the card trick that he was trying to learn in the Ant-Man and Wasp. It's just a nice little payoff. I love that. And we start to see a little bit of weirdness with the cops and just anybody around or anything that had to do with Westview. Monica goes and investigates a little bit and gets sucked in and kind of leaves Jimmy standing there with his dick in his hand. Just like wondering what the fuck's going on.
It was another magic trick. You guys missed it.
Flourish. Next we get Dr. Darcy Lewis.
Hell yeah. Up. Get that PhD.
I mean, she had 5 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's awesome.
Yeah.
Actually, I guess we haven't seen her since Thor 2.
Yes.
Dark World. So she's had a lot longer than 5 years.
I haven't actually seen her since the first Thor because I didn't watch Dark World still.
I'm not saying you need to.
I didn't miss anything, apparently.
You really, if you watch,
except for Kat Dennings, because she's pretty hot too.
But they're investigating. Darcy is the one that figures out the radiation and how to actually find the signal and tap into it. Turns out it's a TV signal, and they're just now watching the show.
On an old box TV, yep. We should.
Not flat.
You know, it gets revealed that her hand was the one at the very end of the first episode, taking the notes. We then see something we skipped over in the second episode. There's a point where Wanda is at this
ladies' function.
Yeah. For, you know, 60s stuff. And there's a radio, and there's a voice coming over trying to talk to her. It turns out to be Jimmy Woo trying to reach her. That doesn't go anywhere. Well, I mean, it reveals stuff coming out. We get the beekeeper thing that we mentioned. It was just a guy.
Just a sword agent.
Yeah.
The helicopter.
The drone, the little drone.
The drone that turns into the toy.
So we also get, and then when Darcy shows up, it's shown other drones flying in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure those drones, when they entered in, was the banging you heard in the second episode.
Yes, yeah. When they were in bed, the tree on the window.
The tree,
yeah.
Air quotes, tree. Tree?
Twee.
Twee. And then Monica goes, Monica comes flying out. At that point, and we are starting to see, we do see at the very end of it what happened. You know, once she mentioned Ultron, Wanda is just like, "What'd you say?" And just kind of, "What'd you say?"
She yeets her out. Yeah, again, the aspect ratio changes.
Yep.
At that moment, to let us know what reality we're looking at.
Mm-hmm. It looked like you were going to say something.
Well, she also mentioned, you know, Pietro dying. Which is what kind of, you know, I think threw Wanda into the original what the fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we get some more just the world kind of expanding. Like, Monica comes out, and when Darcy and Jimmy come running up, she's like, "Monica, are everything okay?" And Monica's like, "It's all Wanda. It's all her fault." go into the next episode, and we start out... Oh, the one thing I forgot to mention on this fourth episode, the opening scene with Monica coming back from the blip. And
yeah,
that was
the cold open.
Awesome. Yeah.
I guess because I didn't see Spider-Man Far From Home, but just the whole idea of everyone returning to the exact same place they disappeared, but 5 years later, technically the Earth isn't even in the same spot.
Unless it was the same day, which I doubt.
But
it wouldn't matter. Even, it would still be, you know, rotational patterns.
Yeah.
It'd be off, you know.
Like, how many
people should have been appearing in walls or, you know, in space?
Well,
or...
I'm sure there was.
I'm sure there was. They just haven't shown it. But, yeah. Like, it really fucked with my mind
imagine,
for a minute.
Could you just imagine, like, you're just sitting there, like, eating cereal, and then, like, in the wall between your kitchen and your living room, your mom or dad or, like, brother or somebody just shows up and just, like...
like, squelches or whatever. Like, whatever they call it in Harry Potter. But, like, no, but just, like, returning from nothingness, from non-existing...
But they didn't even know they didn't exist.
To the vacuum of space. Like, going from 1 second, being blipped, and then returning to the vacuum of space. Oh, God, it's terrifying.
Again, only for a second or two?
About 32 seconds, yeah. Yeah, you're right.
They didn't touch on that at all, but I'm going to headcanon it away as it was the same day, just
we call this comic book logic?
Yeah, exactly.
Or an explainable science.
There's definitely... If you think about it too much,
it'll hurt.
I definitely saw some TikToks where.
But here's the thing, though. If you think about it, Tony's the one that snapped everything back.
Okay.
So in Tony's mind, he was like, "I just want everybody back."
Hulk did.
Oh, that's right.
Tony snapped away Thanos.
That's right. Okay.
So and Hulk has just said, he may have put everybody back. Said put everybody back where they were.
There you
go. So that might be where.
And in his mind, where they were was where they were on Earth.
That's a real monkey's paw. Like, oh. Oh, that's bad. Anywho, sorry.
Well, you're taking a crap.
Right?
And then somebody else was taking a crap where you were taking a crap. Would
You can't think about it. You cannot think about it.
See, the TikTok I saw was, and we're explicit, so lady giving a blowjob, and then all of a sudden she comes up, and there's just dust in her mouth.
But then when he returns...
That's gone.
Yep. Back to WandaVision.
So episode 5. This is the...
The 80s, right?
Yes.
Full House.
No. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, we're back in... Yeah, we're back into the 80s.
Very special episode.
Family Ties.
Yep.
Full House.
We get the Wanda and Vision trying to get the twins to sleep because they haven't slept in however long. A couple days.
Should have looked for a genie in a river. That's a Witcher joke. You wouldn't get it. You haven't watched it.
I understand that reference.
I'll get there eventually. It's on my list.
There you will.
Oh.
It's another really good example of how time is not the same inside Wanda's hex versus outside the hex. Like, because for them, it's been a couple days of the kids not sleeping, or that's what it feels versus like the couple hours outside.
Yep.
Yeah.
And
if anybody's ever had kids crying, they understand.
It's the same difference, honestly.
That's theory of relativity, right?
Yeah.
This is the first instance where the boys age up. They age up 5 years from being newborns to 5-year-olds. And the Wanda and Vision are just like, oh, shit. Like, this, we're getting the beginnings of their powers.
Nothing to see here.
Well, and let's not forget, nosy neighbor Agnes is there.
Nosy neighbor Agnes.
And sees it. God, yes. I love her so much.
And yeah, she was just blatant to it. Just like, oh yeah, okay.
Not kids these days, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, as she's looking for liquor in their cabinets.
It's fine.
Yes.
Well, she was just trying to, you know.
It's not for me, it's for the kids.
Right? Yeah. God, that's 80s mentality.
Yeah.
Shit.
80s mentality, right?
Yeah.
80s mentality.
90s, whatever, sorry.
I'm pretty sure people are still
doing
that.
That's not the point. But they did a lot in the 90s, though.
They did it a lot in, like, the 50s, 60s, and 70s, too.
True. No, never mind. Gonna stop myself right there.
The only difference is they didn't stop. Hey-o.
And then, you know, as the episode progresses, we get back into the real world with Director Hayward being a complete dick.
No way.
Right. And then showing this video.
That's all the script said, is be a complete dick.
Yeah.
He nailed it.
Showing video of Wanda breaking into a S.W.O.R.D. facility and taking Vision. Go ahead.
I have an issue with that because later on.
Well, yes, but we'll get later on.
Yeah.
Right, but in the background of that video, no one is reacting.
Yeah. Yes, I pointed that out to her. I think if somebody online pointed out to me, and I said something to her, and I rewatched the video numerous times.
Yeah.
And it's like Wanda, it looked like she was looking up at the camera, burst open the door, and then no one reacts until she busts into the room. And I'm just like, this seems doctor. This seems fake.
Would you say it's sus?
Very sus.
Yeah.
I actually had to go back and watch it again because when I watched the last part, and then I was like, wait.
Yeah.
Like, I thought.
She. Yep.
Yeah. And
we'll
then,
get
so,
to the, yeah.
We'll get there next block.
So then it was like, rewind. And I was like,
After all that, we get back to the show, inside the show, and the boys have found the dog.
Sparky!
Which actually apparently is in the Vision comics, so Sparky is
a
character.
He's canon.
Yeah, he also dies in that too.
Well, they stayed consistent.
Yay! And Vision... And is just kind of...
Well, Vision wanted to tell the kids, you know, they're not old enough to take care of a dog.
Yeah.
And then what happens?
The kids, they age up again.
The kids take care of it.
Age up to 10. And then those are the kids we get for the rest of the show.
Only because they've never met an adult woman.
One of them is... Wow. One of them is, sees ghosts all the time. The other one is in the wall. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, I found this out. Billy... is one of the boys from the Haunting of Hill House, one of the younger kids. And then Tommy played the young boy version of Brahms in The Boy, which is the one where the guy's living in the walls the whole time. Yeah, that may have been a bit of a spoiler. Sorry, guys.
Not really.
Okay.
The movie's like 5 years old. It's fine. I never watched it. I knew about it, but I never watched it.
Dude, I put a spoiler alert on a thing about The Walking Dead, and I haven't even seen like the last however many seasons they've done since.
Dude, remember when Game of Thrones was coming out, and everybody was all, the show was coming out, and everybody was all like, oh, this is an amazing show. There was a teacher who had a list of characters that died in the book that when the students would not pay attention or listen to him, he would name off who would die next.
It's
so
beautiful.
So when it hadn't aired in the show yet.
Whoa.
Well, that is of course until they
until like, this was
we're not talking about season 6, 7, or 8.
This was like season 2 or 3. Okay. So it was hilarious.
Hey everybody, Joffrey dies.
Good job, Ron.
It's one of my favorite parts.
Well, he did
book.
Say we're not talking about or you did say not talking about season
it's
6, 7, or 8.
That's true.
That was like season 3.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite parts of the books, though. It's like, that little bitch finally got his comeuppance.
I don't have the emotional bandwidth to discuss my hatred of the last 3 seasons of Game of Thrones and deal with the season finale of WandaVision.
Right. I surpassed that by not watching them,
fine.
So.
Fine.
You don't miss much.
Just titties. That was my favorite part of the show, too.
Yeah, I mean, if you ever want to watch it, we can give you the HBO.
So. Did they really?
Yeah.
I think that's when I started
the
watching
end of
it, actually.
Yeah.
Well, they got more into the action than... Adventure.
Again, we're not talking about that. Let's move on. Back to WandaVision.
Yeah. what part was I at?
Oh, we're talking about the kids growing
the kids
up.
So,
and then the dog dies. And
so, well, okay. Before the dog dies, we
Agnes
get...
Agnes finds it in the bush dead.
Before all that, calm down.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway. Monica realizes that to get something through the barrier, it needs to be in the same time period. So they get a... old S.H.I.E.L.D. drone.
An 80s.
And from the 80s.
If you guys were still doing your bingo like you do for your rundown reviews, is that like comic book logic?
That's,
is that susceptible science or
yes.
something like that? Yeah, like that doesn't... Monica, please.
You know what? It works for what they're doing.
Sure.
Except for that as soon as she gets it through, Hayward takes it over and uses it as a missile to attack Wanda.
Right. In front of her kids.
Yeah. Well, you know.
He's a dick.
Then we get Wanda coming out of the barrier with the drone, and she tosses it at Hayward's foot. Basically threatens Hayward and then uses all of his men to point guns at him, very Magneto style from X-Men.
Except better.
Well,
definitely better.
Can we also appreciate, and I realize that in this universe that they are not, they're not the same, right? Like Magneto doesn't exist in this
as of right now
in this Marvel universe. But the way that she flourishes when she lets go of control is so Ian McKellen Magneto. It was mwah! It was so good.
This one's for you, Dad.
That's wonderful. Go back into the movie or into the show, and we've got Sparky dying in Agnes's bush. Yep, I said it. And then the kids trying to maybe age up again, but Wanda basically telling them
no.
With a straight face, she says to these children, "You can't bring people back from the dead," as her dead boyfriend walks up. But I know it's not the same. We'll get to why it's not the same. But it was just one of those things. Like, honey, please don't lie to your kids.
But that was also in with Agnes seeing everything she'd already seen at this point in time, and the boy saying, "Mom, you can bring Sparky back from dead," and she's like, "Wait, you can do that?"
She got real interested.
Yeah.
Which, knowing what we know now,
yes,
makes a lot more sense.
We'll get to that. We'll get to that later. And then we get, obviously, the very sad end of the very special episode where you learn the life lesson of not everything is, you know, stays.
It was very 80s, yeah. 90s,
yeah.
You know.
A very special story. Episode.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Vision and Wanda start to have, like, a fight. Wanda, earlier on, Vision... Earlier on, Vision took Norm out of the mind control, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and
not crazy, but he's in a lot of pain.
Right.
Then Vision kind of forces himself to put him back in. He confronts Wanda about it, saying, "Hey, I took Norm out of your control. You need to let everybody go. You need to know what's going on." Wanda's... They get into a fight. Like, actual...
Heated
angered battle. Yeah. Powers are flaring.
Flying into the ceiling power battle.
Wanda reveals that, you know, she doesn't know how all this happens. Like, it just happened. She's trying to take care of it, but she doesn't... It just happened. Vision asks about the children. It's like, every day I go to work, there's no kids on the playground. Where are all the children? And... Wanda's like, "Do you think I'm just, you know, making sure everybody everywhere gets to the dentist appointment all the time and doing this? And like, I have no control of this. What are you talking about?" Ring of the doorbell. She goes up there, and Vision's just like, "You know what?
You did that.
You did this." And she's like, "No, why would I do that?" Well,
I did like his line about, "I would believe you, Wanda, but at this point it's denying statistics,"
yep.
Or defying statistics or something like that.
And so she goes to the door and opens up, and there's Pietro, back from the dead.
Sorta.
She recast Pietro?
We get Evan Peters from
the X-Men
universe,
yeah.
as Pietro.
Mm-hmm.
And it was fun to see. I was at work when I was watching this, and I'm like, I see the back of the head.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh no, they didn't. They did. And I'm like, I'm already yelling, and then they show him Pietro. I'm like, what the fuck, no? And I'm throwing my bolts down.
Yeah.
It was fun.
I believe I didn't have a chance to watch it at work that day, so we watched it here at the house, mm-hmm. And I stood up in the basement screaming, yelling at our children, "Do you understand what this means?"
It was pretty fun.
And then we were wrong, but we'll get to that. Look,
I was actually super disappointed with how they made him act. Because I was hoping he would be not more serious, but like more, I don't know. They made him almost stupid.
They made him the Uncle Jesse.
Right there. Yep.
Yeah.
Cassie, yep. My daughter pointed that out to us, and she's like, "Oh my God, they have their Uncle Jesse now."
Yeah. Because he's the fun uncle that shows up, and he just messes with the kids and just has fun.
Mm-hmm.
He has a good time. And we'll see that here on the next episode. With the all new Halloween Spooktacular, where we get Wanda and Vision in their classic costumes. Oh,
dude, I'll tell you what. Wanda could have stayed in her classic costume for the rest of the show, and I would not have been sad.
I heard a man complaining on TikTok that all the girls are going to be dressed like this for Halloween this year. Why My dude, just that? Appreciate it.
Hey, look, they won't all be dressed like that. Some of them won't wear the tights.
That's true. That's true.
But, he's not wrong.
He's not wrong, but why are you mad about it? Why can't you just let people enjoy something?
Exactly.
Right?
Well, not to mention that we're going back to, like, you know, the OG costumes.
Yes!
Fantastic.
It's great.
It was wonderful. And then when Pietro goes into the Quicksilver costume,
the
OG Quicksilver
hair.
Costume.
Yeah, with the hair.
That was awesome.
Yes.
I was actually kind of hoping that when we got, you know, our Quicksilvers in the movies, that one of them would at least have the... But
well, I mean, this one worked out perfectly because Halloween, it makes sense. You're going to be over-exaggerated with your costumes.
The heightened version
of
it, yeah.
And let's be honest, that hairstyle does not work in the cinematic universe.
Look, let's just backtrack here.
Hold on. Hugh Jackman looked great for many years with the whoosh hair.
Except for in the first movie where it was just like two puffs.
Okay, but listen, like later Hugh Jackman makes that Hugh Jackman look like a tiny little flower. So I'll give the hair puffs.
Was, you know, I mean, that first Hugh Jackman was a puff compared to the later
I know,
Jackman.
But do you remember 99?
He was also, you know, 7 foot tall in those instead of a 5 foot four, you know, nothing. So
Hugh Jackman's only like 6'2". It's fine.
Yeah. Born on my birthday.
Still
except
tall
the other way around. I was born on his birthday, but yeah.
Yeah, whatever. This episode was just so much fun because of how much we learned about what Hayward was doing with all the sword power that he has. Just what got me was when Darcy was able to hack into Hayward's files, and it's like he's tracking decaying vibranium, which again, with Vision, when we assumed that Vision was a corpse walking around, was a little morbid in my head. It was perfect for Halloween. But just like I just love this show so much. I can't even have coherent thoughts. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, you're fine. You're good. So
this is also the episode where
this is like the 2000s episode. Yes.
Yes.
Okay. At the end.
Yeah. All right. That's what I thought. Because Vision is actually not with Wanda, Pietro, and the kids because after their fight, he was like, I need to, you know.
Well, he is going to be security because he's undercover. Whatever, he's just
neighborhood watch.
Thank you. That stuff.
Well, he said
that's what he says.
He lies.
Yeah, but he's investigating to try to figure out what's going on.
I would also like to go back to we forgot to talk about the original meeting of the neighborhood watch that he was with.
Oh yeah, in episode two.
Yeah,
that's yeah.
Where
Norm's a communist.
Where they were literally just drinking and you know. Eating
food, not
yeah.
really
yeah.
talking about.
He was like trying to hit these like serious things. And they thought he was joking the whole time. He's like, well, you know, what are we going to do about this? What are we going to do about that? And they're like, oh, that's a good one. We didn't know you were so funny. And he's like, yes, I'm funny.
Yes.
I don't eat food. I mean, I don't eat food between meals.
Yes.
Yes.
Normal human here. We get some really depressing information in this episode, though, with like the. With the nature of the Hex, those who are not immediately within Wanda's presence are on, like, a Westworld loop
mm-hmm.
style.
They're just on a pause, pretty much.
They're on a pause. Well, and
the
like,
ones
as
on,
far-
the, on the outskirts are on a pause.
Yeah.
When you're in that weird middle ground, like, there was the woman hanging up the Halloween decorations,
oh, yeah.
and her
the
husband,
behind,
her husband
yep.
moving the pumpkin, picking up the pumpkin, moving the pumpkin, putting it, like,
and just
like, the single tear uh-huh. comes mm-hmm. down her eye, like, oh my God.
Like, you're starting to see... Really,
Please
what's going
us.
On?
Yeah, literally.
It's just it's terrible.
It's
to
not
watch
even
all.
It's not even like Westworld where
everybody's
the,
on
the automatons are not
Spoiler
aware
for Westworld, watch it.
Of. Anywho, the automatons are not even aware that they are not real in a sense. Like the people of Westview know this is not how reality is supposed to be, and yet they are. Without control of their body on it. Oh,
there's
it's
nothing,
terrifying.
There's nothing they can do, whereas Westworld, yeah, they're right. They're just, they're going through their loop.
They're on their loops.
There might be
an aberration here or
something
there,
where, yeah, they get taken off of their certain loop, but by the end of it all, or beginning of the next loop, they're back to where they were.
Right.
Almost always guaranteed. So we get Vision. He sees what's going on. He then sees a car at the edge of town, goes over, sees this Agnes, releases her from the mind control, and she starts spouting off how Wanda won't let anybody leave, and you're dead, and you need to go get the Avengers. Then this is where Vision's like, well, who are the Avengers?
Yeah.
It's like, how do you, like, this is weird. Well, and then in the last episode, the very special episode, you know, Vision, in his fight with Wanda, said, you know, I don't remember my life before Westview. I don't know. We got things in the walls, guys. I don't know anything outside of this. Like, I don't know who I am.
Yeah.
So, seeing this, and he doesn't know who... We're starting to get some more of who Vision is, or what his mind is, what he's remembering. He can't remember a lot. And he then decides that he's going to try to help all these people, because he's seen nothing but... I'm not, horrors is the right word, but...
No, it's pretty accurate.
Yeah.
Okay.
Especially on the Halloween episode.
So, he decides he's going to try and help by going through... He's going to leave the area, leave the town. He knows there's something out there, who just doesn't know what. Gets to the edge of the barrier and goes through.
With a lot of resistance.
Yeah.
A
lot of resistance.
And then it's almost as if start flucking
yeah,
off.
Yeah, it's almost as if he can't exist outside of this hex
yep.
thing.
Which this part also threw me off in that episode compared to later episodes, because he starts falling apart and then, you know, you see the big hole in his head and stuff like that. And when you see the last episodes and you go back to that, it doesn't actually make sense.
How so?
Spoiler alert, but because she made him with her powers.
Okay.
As opposed to making them with the body that she was supposedly stolen. So he wouldn't have had that hole in his head, because she wouldn't have made him like that, because she made him whole right from the get-go.
He didn't have a hole in his head. He had, like, pieces were falling, flying back.
When he's falling apart, when he's leaving, like, as it starts deteriorating, you see, like, the big gap, like, where, you know, Thanos had zoinked his...
I think it just would have been more stuff flying back, because what I remember seeing, and, I mean, I can pull it up, I'm not going to, is as he's walking through, he starts falling down because, like, the biggest thing is his shoulder. Like, his shoulder just flies back into the hex. Like, the hex would not release him. I don't remember seeing his hole in his head.
And let's circle back to that when we do get to the finale, because I think there are some similarities. More similarities than not.
Okay.
Yeah, because there's also one other thing that I want to point out that happens in that one, but
that's... Okay,
yeah.
We'll get there.
We should also mention that the kids get their powers.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Which, again, they already had some power in the last episode, because they aged up to 10 from an infant in a matter of a day.
Well, yeah, I don't think that necessarily denotes powered individuals. To me, that's just chaos magic, but that's more of a discussion for the season finale.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So at the very end, we get...
It was to move the plot along, which would make it Wanda's powers, not theirs.
Yeah.
Okay.
But we do get our little speedy boy, and we get our little mind reader Wiccan, and I'm so excited.
I did love how they both had their somewhat
not
accurate
nods
costumes,
to their costumes. Yeah. Yeah.
Wiccan's was definitely the best.
Yeah. It was cute.
Darcy is... Oh, yeah. We kind of forgot about what's been going on with the real people. Around this time, Jimmy and Monica and Darcy were basically kicked out of
the
briefing.
This is before that. That's right.
Okay. Yeah. We just kept going with Wanda and Vision.
Well, but, but this is another example of, like, time in the Hex, time out of the Hex. New day. It's a Halloween episode. It is minutes after Wanda walking back in.
Yeah. You definitely figure out maybe around, actually, with the episode where episode 4, where we we interrupt this program when Monica goes in, and when she comes out, it's only been
a day
2 days
max.
Maybe
yeah.
Whereas her in the show, or in the Hex, it had been a week
maybe, yeah,
in their eyes, give or take. So yeah, you figure out real quick
it's the same continuity of time that you'd have in an actual TV show.
Right.
You know, you go from like they go to bed this one night, or he goes to work, and then you know, like it's 2 days later. Or
mm-hmm. right. Yeah. So yes, time was definitely being messed with, but it was also in its own little bubble. So it all makes sense. Kind of. So Jimmy, Monica, and Darcy get kicked out of the camp. Then they escape. They figure out what's going on with Hayward. Darcy hacks into his programming. Monica had earlier on wants to get back into the bubble to go help Wanda. She contacts a friend to help build a machine or a device or something.
They used one of their space transports. Is what they were saying.
Yes, like, we'll get that. Yeah. We'll get to that here in the next couple episodes.
Well,
next episode.
The whole internet thought she was gonna call Reed Richards.
Yes, because they focused on that phone. I've got some things we'll talk about at the end of it all.
Theories that
a lot of red herrings. Yes, there's a lot of red herrings.
Yes.
And so she finally gets a text message back that her people are ready. They'll meet them over the hill in like an hour. So Monica and Jimmy leave. Darcy's like, I gotta stay.
I've almost got this shit hacked.
I'm one firewall away from knowing everything Hayward knows. So once she figures that out, she sends the information to Jimmy. At this point is when Vision comes out of the hex. She goes rushing out. Of course, Hayward, being a dick, tells whatever guy to just take her into custody. He handcuffs her to one of the vehicles. As Vision is dying, disappearing, getting sucked back into the hex, we get the boys, we get Wiccan, Billy. Realizing there's something wrong with Vision, goes tells Wanda. Wanda is like, you know, where's your dad at? We get the comment from Pietro.
Well, and they had just had that, like, beautiful, heartfelt conversation about, like, hey, so, I mean, like, what's up? Like, what, are you okay? Like, what are you even doing here? And she's like, you don't think it's wrong? And he's like, no, it's fine. I'm sure you're taking care of the kids. And I'm sure they're asleep in their bedrooms when they're not out here for Halloween. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. Besides, your dead husband can't die twice. What are you worried about?
That's what, yeah. pops him away. And then freezes everybody. So we're seeing that Wanda is in control of everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then expands the hex to encompass, save Vision.
But it also takes the whole
sword camp.
Mm-hmm. And turns it into a carnival.
It is a circus.
Which was fantastic.
It's pretty awesome.
Especially Darcy as the
escape artist.
Yes. Well, and at the end of the episode, we don't know what happened. Because obviously everybody else that got taken, we saw them change into clowns or into mimes or into whatever. Darcy was the only one that, when she got overcome by the hex, just kind of disappeared. So the internet went abuzz like, what happened to Darcy?
Yeah.
Is she alive? What's going on?
She didn't really exist in the first place.
No!
No, like I said, I have no idea that shit.
Honestly, I'm sure there was a TikTok that said it. Don't worry about it.
Probably. So we'll go to the final three episodes. Breaking the Fourth Wall, Previously On, and the series finale. Breaking the Fourth Wall is 2010. I mean, it was more Modern Family.
It's the Modern Family era. Office.
Yep.
Yeah.
Then, obviously, after that, that's the end of the sitcom stuff.
But it is the first episode to have a post-credit scene.
Yes.
And don't do your dumb joke about how Wanda rolled the credits on Vision. So technically, the rest of the show is a post-credit scene.
Somebody mentioned that on Twitter. And technically, they're kind of right. Not really.
Anywho.
I wasn't going to bring it up.
All right.
I was going to move on from it.
All right, fine.
But we do get camera people that are documenting the show commenting.
Yeah.
And then she's like, wait, you're not supposed to talk. You're just supposed to listen to what I'm saying. What's going on here?
I love every time Wanda's like, well, hold on. That's not how it's supposed to happen.
I wrote this fucking script. Why is it not going?
Basically.
And it's funny, you know, because she doesn't even realize how it's, you know, messing up.
Yeah. Like,
well, in this episode especially, she wakes up after the party, after the
hungover.
And as she goes down the stairs to get breakfast, everything starts to like distort. Like the milk changes from a glass to a carton back to, I think, a glass.
The jars, like the old glass jars that you used to bring to your doorstep type of thing.
Well, it went from almond milk back to the vintage glass jars. Yeah. And again, TikTok lost its mind. It's like, what does it mean? Is she lactose intolerant? I don't know.
Oh, we forgot to mention how you took like 20 minutes trying to figure out what the French flower.
Oh God. When we get into, when we do go over the theories that were all wrong, I'll tell you about my canister theory.
This episode we got Agnes comes over because Wanda's just in a state of like, I don't care. What'd she say? I'm taking a, because of everything I've done, I'm taking a quarantine style staycation.
Yes.
Just a day to myself. That'll teach me.
Yeah.
So she's just having a me day. And so she kind of shunts the kids off with Agnes, and Agnes just is going to watch over them. Vision is stuck at the carnival because that's where he was, and he woke up and there they were.
Hey, if you had Kat Dennings in handcuffs, you'd be stuck at the carnival too, all right?
I did like their conversation. She's like, we locked eyes. There was a connection there. And she's like, okay, Creeper. And then breaks the chains and walks off.
She's eventually, like, fine, you can take me out to dinner, but you're paying. I'm ordering lobster.
Kat Dennings is a gem. I love her. And then when the mime is doing whatever, and Vision's like, oh, that mime is carrying too much weight on that tray. And Darcy's like, oh, you put your back.
Zap.
Takes her out. She understands what's going on. And she's introduced herself, says, hey, I'm Darcy Lewis. He's like, I gotta communicate from you back in like episode 4 or whatever.
Back when he knew so much about computers.
Yeah. real whiz with these computers, Viz.
and then they leave.
And nobody ever thought it was weird that his name was Vision.
Nope.
You don't need to.
That's a great part.
That was in the script. You just followed the script.
Yeah, exactly. They bolt from the carnival with protest. and then we'll leave them for now. We get back to Wanda, and again, her world's breaking apart. Like, everything in the house is reverting back to the past.
Previous episodes.
Stuff. Yeah. Yep.
Until she gets to the cameraman thing, and then cameraman behind the camera talks to her, and she's like, you're not supposed to talk. Like, what's going on? Back in the real world, Monica and Jimmy meet up with the not Reed Richards, and
I think you mean meet up with the Skrulls.
Allegedly.
Those are Skrulls.
Allegedly.
They are, what chain of command are they falling under? Oh yeah, they're Air Force engineers. Okay, sure. Yeah, no, they're Skrulls. Skrulls.
Allegedly. I have to say that because I don't want to get sued for no reason at all. Don't give me that look.
So yeah, somebody's gonna listen to our episode and be like, oh, they know too much.
Yeah.
You never know. We might be that popular.
They've actually just been scanning the internet for the word Skrulls, and now you've done
Skrulls
it.
Do that.
Would not be mad about meeting Skrulls. So.
No, that'd be kind of cool, yeah. Actually. They come out with this space car.
Space truck.
Rover.
Space SUV.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Is
that a space utility vehicle?
SUV? Yes.
Yeah. And Monica hops in and tries to drive through the hex and fails. I knew as soon as I started counting down, I'm like, oh, she's just going to hit that.
Yeah.
See, I was expecting her to literally just, like, hit it. Yeah. Instead of, like, the
actual gifts, have a little bit of a gift. Yeah. Yeah. Of course, the hex starts to change it. Monica gets out, realizes, no, this is bad, but I'm still going to try, and runs through. And we get an amazing scene with her getting powers.
Yeah.
Like, she is running through the hex, she's being torn apart, like the past selves, along with a bunch of other things. We get a dialogue overture, is that? Basically, dialogue from Captain Marvel, the movie, of like her mom, of Carol, of Nick, and it like snaps her into realization, I'm gonna do this. And she brings herself back together, bursts through, comes out on the other side. And now she's got superpowers.
Yay!
The internet, I've seen two things. People said that she's either going to be Photon or Spectrum. Because she is a hero in the comics. And she's been under both those names. She's actually had like eight or so different names. She was a Captain Marvel at one point in time. But Photon seems to be the leading theory. I'm actually, after watching this again for the last couple times, I'm leaning more towards Spectrum. Spectrum, we'll get to that at the end.
Yeah, Spectrum's different than a Spectrum.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Different superpower altogether.
But she goes off. She rushes off. We've got Vision and Darcy trying to get back to Wanda as well. They keep getting stopped.
See, this is the thing, though.
Comically.
Yeah, they actually, like, follow, you know...
the traffic laws? Yeah. Well, you can't run over small children. You should, okay. You shouldn't run over small children with your giant ice cream truck.
Yes.
But I guarantee if they would have honked and started driving, those kids would have got out of the way.
Maybe.
I think the guy with the stop sign would have been like, no, stop!
But even then, like...
go around, yeah.
Drive around.
Especially when the one construction workers were working on the stoplight.
Exactly. I could hit those guys without remorse. No.
But that's the perfect time to just drive in the grass around them.
Yeah.
But how else are you going to have the heartfelt dialogue of Darcy explaining Endgame and Infinity War?
Yeah. Yeah, fair.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a long drive. They could have just did it that way.
Yeah.
Because apparently they took a few different long turns.
Sure.
Albuquerque.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Should have taken that left.
Monica is able to get to Wanda and... is trying to explain to her what's going on. Wanda wants nothing of it.
Wanda's like, oh, didn't you try to blow me up with a fucking missile?
It's like, no, that was Hayward. Like, sorry.
Agnes comes in, starts pulling Wanda away, and they recreate the lady yelling at the cat meme, and it is perfect.
It's awesome. Yep. That's the new cat meme. And so, yeah, Wanda goes over to Agnes's place. Agnes is just trying to comfort her. And Wanda starts looking around and doesn't see the kids. Sees evidence of the kids, like...
their sandwiches and stuff like
sandwiches, that. Sandwiches, Yo Gabba Gabba on TV. Which, why would you say give Yo Gabba Gabba to 10-year-olds? But whatever.
That shoe where there's no kid in it. No.
And so she asks Agnes where the boys were. And she's like, oh, they're probably down in the basement playing.
Creepy music.
Wanda starts going down the stairs. Aspect ratio changes. And she comes to this lair.
Lair is an accurate word to describe Agnes's basement. And what do we find out, Joe? What do we find out?
That Stanley makes cameo in the Darkhold book?
Oh. This was your perfect opportunity to say that it was Agatha all along.
I wanted you to say it. I don't want to say it.
That's fine.
Yeah, it's all good.
That it wasn't Mephisto. Oh.
Yes.
And the internet was wrong again.
We'll get into all these things the internet was wrong about here in just a minute.
We actually have to just do a whole episode on how the internet was wrong about WandaVision.
That's
true. But yeah, we get a poppy theme song of Agatha
sound
all
like
along.
The Munsters.
It was very much the Munsters. Unless awesome. You are under 17 and then it's that Fall Out Boy song.
The Munsters.
Uma Thurman.
Yeah, it's still the Munsters.
It's still the Munsters, but yes.
I had to,
There's a strong delineation versus, like, if you're under 20 or over 20.
I mean, you're not wrong. But yeah, apparently Agatha is a witch, Agatha Harkness, and she came to town and just started being witchy things.
No, she started being a nosy neighbor.
Now, we can discuss...
which is how she's cast in the...
Yes. Yeah, oh yeah.
We can discuss this with how the internet was wrong or right at the end if you want, but do you think Agatha came to town after the hex was set up, or do you think she was already in Westview?
After.
Okay, thank you.
I think that she showed up after she felt what was going on.
Okay.
And wanted to know what was going on.
I think she even said it in the next episode.
Okay.
Like,
that was the sense I got.
Okay.
Okay.
Like, I think she mentioned something about there's so many spells. I thought she said there was a lot of spells going off that drew me here.
Okay.
I could be completely wrong.
I know, I think
but,
you're right.
But,
yeah.
I mean, no, it shows her flying in when the whole
song happened. And then she, like,
she
lands.
She was flying in and then changes into the Agnes we see in the first episode.
Okay.
We also see that she was responsible for the gum.
Killing Sparky.
For killing Sparky.
No, she was.
Yes.
Not for the gum. Because he ate the gum
at the guy's
meeting.
She
was responsible for all the shit going wrong, though.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, I also like to point out during the Magic episode, because we completely missed this, when she turns the piano into, like, the, you know, the carbon, the dude's like, that was my great grandmother.
Yeah, exactly. So, next episode, previously on, we get a rundown of Wanda's life.
Wanda's trauma.
Yeah.
I mean, it starts out with Agnes in Salem, Massachusetts in 1693.
Yeah, sounds
something
right.
Something like that.
I think it was, that was right.
And the witch trial of a witch.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. Giving us a bad name. Knock it off.
And we see how Agatha.
Yes. Sorry. Both the same person.
They are.
Agnestha.
Nice. She basically killed her own coven.
Mm-hmm.
Sucking the power out.
And her own mother.
And her own mother of it all. And she starts telling...
Now, was Agnes bad in the comics?
Yes and no.
Agatha Harkness is a very chaotic, neutral character. She does what she wants to do, and if she needs to manipulate you to get it done, she's going to manipulate you. If she needs to help you to get it done, she'll help you. Yeah, very chaotic, neutral character.
I know in the comics she was a nanny to the boys.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't she also train Wanda?
She trained Wanda a little bit. I think
she kind of did in the show, too.
Yeah.
Taught her a very important lesson about how to set up the runes.
Yeah, because Wanda tries to use some magic, and Agatha is like, don't you see the runes as basic magic? Like, that's...
And Wanda's like, what the fuck are you talking about? I don't do magic.
Exactly.
Yeah. I do weird hand thing. That's it.
We get Wanda going through her life, her traumas. I'd also like to
point out that they mentioned the Sorcerer Supreme.
Yeah.
And I'm disappointed that we never get to see.
We'll get to that, and I have a reason why I'm glad they didn't. So we go back to when...
You can't say Bender Snatch Cumberbutt.
Yep. We go into Wanda being a kid with her having TV night with her family. We see the actual war going on and the Stark bomb going into the apartment and not blowing up. Agatha was like, so how did you stop that? How did you stop the bomb from happening?
You little shit.
Yeah, literally, yeah. Like
what, you put a probability
hex on it.
It's
like
you just kept it.
Which, I mean, technically is how, you know, Wanda's powers worked in the comics.
Well, yeah, yes. But this is, they're finally expanding on it.
Yeah,
right.
They're not correcting. Isn't the right word.
Well, and because the Marvel Cinematic Universe doesn't have mutants, they have powered individuals. Her being a witch is like comparable to, I think, what the comics would call being a mutant.
Well, and ironically enough, in the comics, she starts out as a mutant, but then in a series in the 80s, maybe even in the 90s, it gets explained that her and Pietro aren't actually mutants.
Yes.
Oh, interesting.
So, which is very interesting. I think that's why they're able to use...
Those two
in the Avengers. They're the ones that can...
Well, technically, they're not mutants.
Not mutants. Some lawyer made that argument, didn't
they? Oh, I guarantee. So after that, we go to her getting her powers, quote unquote powers. She gets
her experience to the Hydra, with the Mind Stone. Yeah.
Hydra base. Yeah, gets the Mind Stone.
Which is kind of awesome for the little, what she sees right before she gets blasted.
Yeah, that silhouette.
Yeah. She sees a vision in the vision.
Ha
ha. That's not my joke. It was on the internet. I can't accept it. After that, we go to her in the Avengers Tower, just after Age of Ultron, just after Pietro died.
That wouldn't have been Avengers Tower, then that would have been the mansion.
Compound.
Sorry. The compound. Yeah.
Compound.
Yeah.
Thank you. Sorry. And we have this beautiful moment with Vision and her.
That was actually kind of a little...
It was...
the line about what is grief if not love persevering.
It is amazing.
Somebody should high-five that writer.
Yeah. Well, then the internet, being fucking internet, like, a few people saw that line, is like, that's stupid. What? Like, are you fucking kidding me, dude? That's, like, the best line ever.
Dude, you have no heart.
I did watch a really good TikTok of a guy after the episode. He was like, guys, I've been coming about this show all wrong. I fucked up. Like, this whole beautiful conversation between two individuals, one learning how to grieve and one experiencing grief. And the whole time I'm thinking, where's Mephisto? Who's the bad guy? Is Agatha the bad guy? Is Wanda the bad? Why couldn't I have just enjoyed this moment?
Mm-hmm.
I messed up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
After that, we get Wanda going to the sword base.
We see what really happened.
And
see Hayward be a dick again.
Dude, they were fucking chopping him up into spare parts.
For the millionth time.
How are we going to figure out how this guy works? I don't know. Let's just take him apart again and we can put him back
together. He's a robot. Well, what does it matter?
At the very end of the episode, Hayward says, you know, we chopped them up, put them back together a million times, and all we needed, and we just couldn't, and
you, we couldn't find something to power him.
Whatever right. power source known to man, and we just needed something from the source.
Yeah.
And there is the drone that Wanda brought back out. And yep. they just use the power source and bring about White Vision.
But I'm jumping ahead a little bit, before all that, we get this scene between Hayward and Wanda where Hayward's like, sure wish I knew how to bring my boyfriend back online. I mean, back to life.
Wink, wink.
Sure would be a shame if somebody did that to Vision, wouldn't it, Wanda? Wouldn't it? God, he's a dick. I hate him. Not only is he a dick,
but he set the whole thing up.
Yes!
He was literally the mastermind behind her thinking, hey, what if I just brought him back to life and, you know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, interesting. Okay.
She literally just wanted to bury his body. She didn't think she could bring him back to life until he was like, you know, somebody of your powers could probably just bring him back to life. And she was like, I can't do that.
And then he just kept
dropping hints like, you know, well, man, you know, I mean, it'd be probably pretty nice, you know, if you could just like, you know, this and bend reality to do this. And then she's like, yeah, she's like, I just want to bury my, you know, I'm his next of kin.
Right.
I want to bury my family.
Yeah.
I can't just let you bury millions of dollars worth of equipment or billions of dollars worth of equipment, you know?
Okay. But then see, I didn't even think about it that way because when she does, okay. So she gets back in her Buick, which I just want everyone who goes back and watches the Marvel movies to notice it's never a General Motors vehicle that gets squashed. It's always like the Fords and the Toyotas and the Hyundais and stuff like that. General Motors worked out a fantastic contract with Marvel. I'm convinced. Oh, yeah. Don't worry about that. But like when she does, you know, she gets back in her Buick and she sees this deed that Vision has left to her about the house that they were going to build together out in New Jersey.
Westfield.
Vision, why would you build New Jersey? But whatever. But
it's quiet.
Hey, but she
Vision
goes,
only has, you know, limited knowledge of human experience.
That's true. But like when she is
a really good deal.
When she is standing amongst that foundation and like the power explodes out of her. I just assumed it was the grief. I didn't assume it was now that she has this idea. Well, maybe I could.
It was subtle, but it wasn't. That wasn't. Yeah. She wasn't thinking that. It was a subtle seed that he had planted, and then when she's there, and it just, you know,
and it's happening.
The sadness and everything just builds up and just bursts forth from her. You know, she makes Vision.
Yeah.
And makes Westview
and every
to somebody. So I had a friend who. At work, who was watching them, and she—I think I was telling you about this the other day. She watched the movies. She hadn't watched the movies yet, but she watched all the movies before the show.
She binged the movies. She hadn't spent the last 10 years watching the stuff.
This person sounds amazing.
Well, and she literally, as soon as she got done watching Endgame, went into WandaVision. She did not like the sitcom stuff. She actually did not like the show, but by this point, she'd already been like 6 episodes in, so she said she's going to finish it. She liked the last couple episodes 8 and 9, because it was more to what the movies were.
Right.
But she's like, I could have done without the sitcom. They could have took the first 3 episodes and just put them into one. And I'm like, in my head, I'm like, no, actually,
but they were
it
fun.
Makes sense why they did it this way.
Yeah.
Because she had to slowly break down
Correct.
Over the course of, you know. But also, they were just a lot of fun.
They were.
No, but okay, so we find out how Wanda created the world. And I guess I now believe her when she says, I don't know how any of this started.
Yeah.
When she said that in the 80s very special episode, I did not believe her. And not even going into the Mephisto manipulating theory or some external force manipulating her. I didn't believe her. I didn't believe that she didn't know how it started. But I understand now. I get it.
And it was amazing to see because, you know, obviously, again, she's making Vision from herself. We see her basically pulling the energy out of herself to build Vision.
She said, you are my grief and my sadness. Oh, God, here we go. And my love.
When we get to that.
You are a body of blood and bones and wires or whatever. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm going to start crying. All right, we're good. Keep going.
And as soon as Vision is whole, he kind of looks at her. She looks at him. She steps, and at this time, it's all black and white. It's all in the 50s.
Except for her
at this time.
On the set, though. Did you notice that?
She steps in, becomes the black and white 50s her.
Right.
From the first episode.
Yep. Smiling. He said, Wanda. Just big old smile. And then they sit down, they start watching
TV.
Shall
we stay in tonight?
And then we have her wand in background in color. Yeah, that's Agatha in the stands.
I love a slow clap.
Wanda goes rushing out. Agatha is now in the street holding Tommy and Billy by their
magical
by her magic. And this is where we get the reveal that she is the Scarlet Witch. Wanda is the Scarlet Witch. Power of chaos.
But we've known that since she first showed up in the...
Correct, but she didn't have
as Hayward was giving Agent Wu grief, like, what do you mean she doesn't go by some silly name? She's a powered individual. She doesn't have a silly name or anything. No, Hayward. No, she didn't. Until now.
I'd also like to point out how dumb are these sword guys that Wu was literally surrounded by guys who was able to take that phone.
Yeah.
That was pretty impressive.
Yeah.
That's the last episode. Butt cheeks.
We didn't talk about the end credit scene, the mid credit scene in the last episode with Monica looking around Agnes's house and then Pietro, if you will.
Snooper's gonna snoop.
Yep. Basically grabbing her. Oh yeah, then in this episode it gets revealed that he's a fake and that he's just Agatha's eyes and ears.
Yeah.
So anything he was doing, she was listening. Well,
this has been Agnes's husband Ralph the whole time.
Say it.
My husband Ralph. Okay, so every time we watch like the Nerdist News breakdown of it, every time Dan Casey mentions Ralph, they cut to a montage of every time Agnes says, Ralph, 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 my husband Ralph. And so Cassie and I started doing that to each other all the time.
Love it. The already revealed the mid credit scene of this one with White Vision just a little bit ago, so we'll go in the last episode, series finale.
Okay. Hold on, I'm gonna drink water. Hold on.
Okay.
Why does your water smell so strong?
Mommy, why does the water taste weird? Anywho.
So I love how you both just like sit up now. I know why you're doing it. Haven't heard any of your stuff yet, so we start out.
My drink's this far away. I had to set up to get it.
Start out, and I'll run through this one quickly so that we can then get into our theories. Start out with literally where we left off. Wanda and Agatha are fighting. The boys get away. White Vision comes in.
Real quick, we should point out when Agatha killed her coven, she literally sucked the power out of them into herself as they were trying to use it against her.
Yes.
That's pretty important.
That's an important note.
Well, fuck. All right, we'll just start doing it little by little then. Go ahead.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, I was just going to run through the episode quickly.
So go ahead.
The family ends up having like their own individual battles where, you know, Wanda and Agatha are off fighting.
Vision and Vision
are off fighting. And then the boys are taking care of the military.
Yes, eventually.
That's what it all gets to.
I do have to say, I love Vision's fight.
That was
debate.
Yeah, that was cool. That was the best part because they're like, well, we're both logical, you know, beings.
We're equally powered. Yeah.
Ship of Theseus. Amazing. Amazing thing.
Okay, so
it's a real thing.
And that is a test that I just learned about that you can use to test AI to see if the input that you have added has replaced the functioning AI or if it has detracted from the functioning AI. So like the idea that you can keep adding and adding to an AI, but at what point do you adding something has changed the AI to where it is no longer its original function. So like just the fact that there are two technically AI powered synthesoid I'm going to go ahead and call them beings. That's a good word because we don't have to get into the ethical debate about like what is a human and what is a person and what is not. Whatever. But like,
I'm a meat popsicle.
Thank you for that Fifth Element reference.
I thought that was a stick in your butt.
Yeah. But I loved the idea that the two robots who are like, well, we're both equally strong, so let's have a mental game. I'm Vision. Your mission is to kill the Vision, but you're also Vision.
It was.
God.
Yeah.
So we'll continue on the Vision thing. As soon as they figure out that they're both Vision, but not Vision.
Yeah.
Westview Vision talks to White Vision and basically says, hey, I'm the memories.
Yeah.
and you're the body with no memories.
But they couldn't have re-erased your memories. Right. They're still locked in there.
The data's still there. It's just locked away. Your primary function right now is overwritten by something that they can easily control.
Yeah. And he even asks for consent before he touches this little blue dot mind thingy. Oh, I love it.
And so White Vision basically becomes Vision. Like, he has every single memory up until Thanos killed him.
Yeah.
And then he yeets the fuck out.
Yeah, why not? His mission is complete, as far as he's concerned.
Well, he didn't have to complete that mission because now he's his own person.
Exactly.
I do love the change in the eyes.
Yes.
Like, that was pretty fucking wicked. Yeah.
And then if you noticed, when he said, "I am Vision," his voice is more normal and not robotic.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Which was nice.
So then we go to, of course, Wanda's fight with Agnes.
Yep.
Where she, you know, Agnes is like, "Just give me your power." And she's like, "You want it, you can have it, bitch." She just starts fucking, you know, whizzing it at her. And every now and then she misses.
Before that, yes. Just before we get there, the boys are taking care of the military.
Yes.
I forgot to mention that at this time we get revealed who Pietro actually is. Because he's got Monica captured.
In his man cave.
In his man cave.
Ugh. While the missus is out.
She basically, like, tackles him and
well, no, rips off. Like, he's like, "You want to go?" And she's like, "Yeah." And then she fucking does, like, a throw on him that he didn't expect. And he's just like, "Whoa."
Would you say
she's feisty.
Would you say he didn't see that coming?
I get that reference. And she sees with her new powers that, you know, he's being controlled by Agatha with the necklace. So he rips off the necklace and he's like, "Oh my, I'm sorry, don't kill me." But we get revealed this is actually Ralph.
Ralph Boner.
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 All right, so to the listening audience, my last name is actually Bonner, but it's spelled B-O-N-E-R. And I personally think that Boner is a much funnier name, but I also didn't grow up with it. And I know that anybody
who married into it.
But his name was spelled B-O-H-N-E-R.
Yes. Boner. It is literally Boner.
So Monica leaves there, goes to the town square where everything's going down, jumps in front of the kids as fucking Hayward takes a gun
fucking cap and kills kids. Them.
Yes!
And then we see her, like, stop the bullets.
They slow through her and then
and
just drop.
And Billy stops one, too.
Yeah.
Good job, Billy.
So this is why I think Monica will become Spectrum, because every time that she used her powers, her eyes glowed, but they glowed a different color every single time.
Interesting.
So, like, it was one of those things where her eyes glowed with whatever power she needed at the time. So
okay.
She could be Photon. I don't know what either one of the powers
Hayward
are.
But then Hayward tries to get away, and when he gets in there, he gets fucking clobbered by this
Darcy in the Darcy ice cream Darcy. Truck.
Because we forgot to say that, you know, Vision was like, "Why the fuck am I sitting here in this truck with you when I can just fly away?"
Yep. Yes.
He needed answers.
Yeah. But still.
But he didn't need to stay there.
Yeah. Right. I can fly.
But Darcy finally gets to town and just, you know, creams him.
Yep.
Well
Have
done,
fun
Darcy.
Jail. Have fun in prison.
Yeah.
So go to Agatha and Wanda.
So like they're, you know, they're, she's just, okay, when I first saw this, until she started missing, I was like, "Oh, she's just gonna put so much power into her that, you know, Agnes is just gonna."
Kind of what I thought.
And then I was like, "Oh wait, she keeps missing, and every time she misses, she hits a wall." And I'm like,
"Yeah,
oh, you
sneaky bitch!" I didn't get it at
oh,
first.
Really?
Yeah.
Not at first.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
see, I knew as soon as she missed twice, because the first miss, I was like, "Oh, no big deal." But then,
well, here's
the
thing:
wall.
The first time that she missed, Agatha even like looks like,
"How do you miss? I'm 3
feet
in front of you.
I have a big flowy cape."
Yeah.
But so she misses, you know, and then she's, you know, you can see that Wanda's like depleting, turning into like this zombie-esque.
Yep. Turning into like the raisin
that
witches turned
all
into.
Of her coven,
yeah.
All of Agnes's coven. And then Agnes is like, "All right, bitch, here you go." And she's like, "I'm going to, you know, give you the what for."
She tries to yeet.
And then she's like,
"No power."
It happens
Spear
to the
fingers. Wait, what's going on?
It happens to the best of us.
Yeah.
And that's then, where Wanda starts
it's
becoming
just,
herself again.
It's just basic. Witchcraft, bitch.
Yep.
And
my question is, though, how is she still flying? Unless Wanda was still
holding
her.
Wanda was
running
her.
She
was giving, letting her believe.
Well, Wanda was holding her up as well.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh,
yeah.
Like, yeah.
But didn't let her know that she was holding her up.
Yep.
Because otherwise she'd just been like...
Yes.
At the end.
Yep.
Somebody would have scraped that off the ground.
We then get...
Wanda pulling
Wanda,
all her.
Yep, and then becoming the Scarlet Witch.
Well, she starts pulling all the power into herself before this.
Oh, to try to let the citizens out. Go.
She's yeah,
because right, yeah, the citizens confronted her, yep. And they were like,
because Agnes please released stop. The ball from her.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
She's like, you know, she's like, everybody run. She starts pulling it up. Well, as she's doing this, you know, the kids and Vision start dying,
which they start decomposing in little yes. puzzle pieces, much like what happens to Wanda in the House of M series. It's a callback. The way that they disintegrated, like it. It's a callback to another image of Wanda disintegrating in the same pattern.
Pretty gotcha. Cool. Yeah. End of it, you know, Wanda confronts Agnes, is like, all right, so you're going to stay here. If I need you,
neighbor for... yep,
this is your, yeah. No one's going to bother you.
But you're going to need my help. Well, if I need you, I know where to find you.
Yep. Exactly.
She keeps on saying, Agatha keeps on saying, like, you don't know what you released, which I think will lead into Doctor Strange. We'll get there in a couple years when we get to Doctor Strange. But she, like, turns her into Agnes. Back into the nosy neighbor.
Which, okay, moment of appreciation for Katherine Hahn. Like, she had this giant... clown's like plastered smile on her face, but it didn't go to her eyes. And it was terrifying. But her smile was so big, but it's not in her eyes. Katherine Hahn is so good.
Yep. Vision. Well, obviously the boys and Vision come up to her and it's like hugging her, and
then they go to their house, which is the, you know, what'd you call it? The ground zero,
the Nexus.
Yeah. of her spell. They all go there. She puts the boys to bed. You know, her and Vision say goodnight to the boys, but they're actually saying, you know, goodbye to the boys. Yeah, I got this. Don't worry. And then and then they go down to the living room to...
say goodbye.
Say goodbye. Yeah,
and you know, Vision says, you know, we've said goodbye before, so it stands to reason that we'll say hello again.
Yeah. I did like that.
That was gorgeous. And then it finally, the magic sucking in, sucks in, and it's over, and everything gets pulled back into Wanda, and she's standing in the, you know, the foundations of what the house would have been. Mm-hmm. And you know, she gets in her car and drives.
No, she walks. She walks back to town.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
I forgot. Walks back to town, confronts Monica as she's getting glared at by the citizens because
the victims.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. And Monica's like, you know, they won't know what you gave up for them.
And, it doesn't matter. And she said, even Wanda's like, it doesn't matter.
Even
if they knew, it wouldn't change anything. Which
she's right.
No, she's right. Because, I mean, mental health is not your fault, but it is your responsibility. And you can't take over a town and then create life and manipulate life. And like, you just, okay.
But so, in her defense, she really didn't know she was.
She didn't know.
At first.
But again, it's not her fault, but it is her responsibility.
Yep. So she leaves. She tells Monica, like, I don't know much about this power, but I'm gonna learn. And you know, she goes. First end credit scene, we get Jimmy coordinating basically rescue efforts.
Yeah, coordinating the FBI's response.
Yeah.
Sword has been taken off the job.
For now.
The sword has been sheathed.
Yeah.
So to speak.
Nice. Hayward gets arrested. Then Monica gets called into the theater by an agent. And so she goes in there, and the agent gets revealed to be a Skrull. And she tells Monica that, you know, I was sent by a friend, and he heard that you've been grounded, and he wants to meet.
Fucking Nick.
And she's like, where? And the Skrull lady just points. And she's Monica has a nice little smile. Space. Yep. So that's going to lead into Captain Marvel 2, obviously. And then we get...
And Secret Invasion, right?
That's... Yes, eventually.
Okay.
Skrulls, just...
Yeah.
You think Skrulls, you think Secret Invasion.
Yeah.
The end credit scene, we are in this beautiful landscape. What was the mountain called?
The theory is that that's Mount Wundagore. Mount Wundagore is where... Pietro and Wanda were born, technically, and then like this bull lady raised them. Don't worry about it; it's comics.
Comic logic.
But just the idea that, you know, she's gone off and secluded herself.
Yep.
She finally got her quarantine staycation.
We see her out on the porch. We hear this
with
tea kettle.
Hair.
Blondish, yeah.
So weird.
We see this. Well, to hide.
Yeah.
Probably
to hide from who?
Anybody can come up.
There's always satellites.
Exactly. Tia Keller goes off, and she walks in to go to take care of it. The camera pans into the back of the room, and we see the Scarlet Witch back there, astro projecting, going through the Darkhold.
Yeah,
the Stanley Darkhold.
Stanley Darkhold.
Oh yeah, we didn't talk about that. Okay, the cover of the Darkhold totally looks like it has Stanley's glasses and mustache on it, and it's so cute.
Yeah, no one's actually talking about that.
No, I know.
We just did. Yeah. So somebody has now.
Yay!
We did it. Whew.
Okay. apparently, there's also another Stanley like nod during the opening credits of the Office one.
Okay. His birthday.
Yep.
On the license plate. Yep.
And that's the end of WandaVision.
It was so good.
It was amazing.
I was impressed with how good it was. I wasn't expecting it to be good.
Honestly, I don't think anybody was, because it took off. Like,
I wasn't even gonna watch it.
There was a lot of people like that, and those are the ones that were having
existential crises about flies on the walls.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Every week, red Mephisto smoke with a was stork. This. Every week, Mephisto. Was
I was
that.
Convinced Dottie was Mephisto for a good long time.
Bringing up Dottie, Emma Caulfield was cast in that role of Dottie, and not allegedly, she said that Feige had to okay her role. I read the article today, that it was basically a giant secret that she was just going to be a red herring the entire time.
Great.
Her role was a secret because of who she was and everybody's, the her being a connection to Buffy and all the fans who loved Buffy and knew her from that, thinking, oh, she's going to be a bigger character.
Yeah.
No, she was nobody.
All right, so that, okay, so file that into the red herring
list. Yep, right there. Obviously.
Evan Peters casting.
So.
Okay. Real quick question about Ralph Boner. Is he Jimmy Woo's
I don't think so.
Protective custody personnel? Witness protection?
Because he never said the name.
It's the one. It's one of the answers that I never got for the
Monica's
show.
When Monica's going through all that paperwork stuff, like, yeah, there seems like there's some... Like,
no, that paperwork was a bill.
There are bills.
It was a bill.
There are late bills.
But then a cast photo, like a headshot.
Yeah,
he's
an actor. I'm not going to say a failed actor.
Okay.
But that's... That's a headshot for trying to be an actor.
Okay.
But yeah, that's the question. Who was Jimmy Woo's witness protection guy?
Okay.
Person. Another question, where did White Vision go? We'll get that answer at some point in time.
I don't like monotone vision, by the way.
he'll get some.
He's got his memories
experience
unlocked, so he'll get some of that Paul Bettany swag from there. Fly on the Wall was another,
red herring. Because that was
knowing
actually
everyone knows goddamn well that that's how Mephisto showed up in the comics for the first
time.
TikTok
knows that now. TikTok was probably the greatest evil of the show.
Yeah.
Because everybody had a theory, and now...
And evidence to support the theory as well.
Yes. And there's a lot of people that were upset. There was a lot of people that were upset because their theory did not pan out, and now they don't like the show. The show is fucking amazing.
I've never been so happy to be wrong when it comes to theories and ideas on how a show should go. I'm so glad I'm wrong, because what we got instead was so intimate of a look into someone's grief and suffering after 10 years of world destructive movies. We got this look of what happens when you don't process your trauma and your grief and how you can hurt others because of it.
Yeah.
The show was so good.
And piggybacking off of that, why I'm actually kind of glad that Doctor Strange did not show up. This was a show about Wanda and Vision.
Yep.
And it stuck to that core.
Mm-hmm.
With the expanding, you know, we got Monica, we got Darcy showing up, we got Agnes, like, we got...
But that was just...
We got that world. Just that world.
Exactly. Yeah.
And I loved that it stuck to that. Because even the world building that they did, say you can go in the Marvel movies, anytime they want to seed for the next film, it's just a quick little drop. It's
right.
None of this, like, that would have been a very big, like, okay, Doctor Strange comes in. It makes sense, but it didn't have to happen.
I feel now, having seen what we've gotten for this show, having Doctor Strange or Loki or Mephisto or anything would have overshadowed them in the same way that I personally feel like Luke Skywalker overshadowed Din Djarin and Grogu saying goodbye at the end of season 2 of Mandalorian. I didn't even notice that Din took his helmet off to say goodbye to Grogu the first time I watched the show. Like, really? It was just, oh, Luke Skywalker's there. My brain has stopped working. Oh, God.
I really hated, though, that they did the digital thing for his face.
You know, it is what it is. I'm not mad about it. I thought Tarkin looked better. Whatever.
That's a whole different thing.
That's a whole other conversation. But, like, that's a whole other episode. But yeah. I am so happy with what WandaVision did.
Yeah.
So, talking back on the Luke Skywalker moment, allegedly, Elizabeth Olsen had said that there was going to be a Luke Skywalker-esque cameo in this show. Apparently, that was a misquote.
Great.
Shocker.
Great. Right?
The actual quote, she said, when asked if WandaVision has anything similar to in store, similar to Luke Skywalker, Olsen gave us a quick yes, and though she dared not offer any specifics, she did share with a laugh that I'm really excited for viewers to see what or who is coming. That was in reference to Evan Peters.
Mm.
Because quote came out
before
that episode.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, no, that was, yeah.
And then also, along with it, we had Paul Bettany trolling everybody.
They're going to be so mad when they find out it's just me.
Well, just that, but at the same time, he said that he got to work with somebody he's never got to work with before.
Oh, yeah.
And it was him. He got to work with himself.
He was just joking.
It was awesome, and I loved it.
Fucking Geoffrey Chaucer.
Still on that.
First place I saw him.
Same here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Guys, I love the show. The show is
it's
amazing.
So good.
I'm looking forward to Falcon and Winter Soldier. It's not going to be like this. I know it will not be to this level.
No, it's not going to be as deep.
It's going to be.
I want a fun buddy cop.
Yeah,
I want a buddy cop.
That's what it's going to be. I think that's what it's going
to
be. And that's fine.
I want Bucky Barnes to literally say, "I'm too old for this shit." Like, that's what I want. That's what I want. Because that's what I want.
Look,
that's
what I want. If they had foresight to layer the jokes in this WandaVision like they did, the cat meme,
yeah,
there's a couple other things that I can't think of off the top of my head, but I know, well, the boner joke.
Why do you look so jaded?
Well, it was funny, again, I didn't grow up with the name. That's why I feel like Ralph Boner is the witness protection guy, because nobody who grew up with the name Boner would choose to keep it. Well, like, that's not a joke.
Hey, no, but he also probably wouldn't have laughed, because even being controlled psychologically, he'd have been like, I'm not going to laugh at that name.
Exactly.
But this show is awesome. So that, I could definitely see them having some jokes in Falcon Winter Soldier. There was one more thing.
Can I tell you what I'm more excited for, though?
Go ahead.
Give me that Loki.
I think Loki's gonna be fun.
Hey, Loki. Hey.
Especially considering it's like time procedural. Like,
yeah. Time cop.
Yeah. Basically, it's gonna be fun.
Yeah.
So hey, this is our first episode of this TV edition. We'll figure out a name in like five minutes, because I gotta upload this. I will figure it out. Thank you guys for coming on. You are always welcome, Emily, on any other show.
I do live here, so yes, yeah. Thanks.
Like I said, you're always welcome.
The small screen rundown.
Ooh. You guys are in on this process of why we called it that. I love it. Okay. Let's get out of here.
Hands in the middle, ready, break.
Okay, break.
Ready, break.